Hello and welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Alana Glatt, and today we will be studying Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Tet, Chapter 29. In our learning together of Perek Chav Chet yesterday, we found David in an impossible bind. With the Plishtim preparing themselves for war against the Bnei Israel, David was expected by Achish to join the battle against Bnei Israel, despite the fact that he would never, in actuality, lift his hand against his own people, the Jewish people. David deliberately responded to Achish vaguely and ambiguously, and his words were thankfully accepted by Achish as full loyalty. At that same time, our storyline switched back over to Shaul HaMelech. Shaul, frightened by the advancing Plishti army, was unable to receive any answer from Hashem through the usual channels, and his immense fear, coupled with his deep-seated sense of responsibility for Klal Yisrael, brought him to turn in desperation to the witch of Ein Dor, who, according to the Midrash, was Avner's own mother. While there, Shaul summoned Shmuel Hanavi and heard from him a devastating prophecy that his kingship had been permanently taken by David, and that the next day he and his sons would unfortunately fall to the hands of the Plishtim in battle. The parak closed on a heavy note, with David caught in tension between loyalty and survival, and Shaul HaMelech facing the tragic clarity of his own impending end. In today's short perek, Perek Chav Tet, we're going to shift our focus back exclusively to David and his men, and we'll get to watch how David is going to successfully extricate himself from the difficult bind that he was in. Pasuk Aleph opens up, Vayikbetzu plishtim et kol machanehem afika, B'Yisrael chonim ba'ayin asher b'Yisrael. Advancing forward with their plans of attack against the Bnei Israel, which we began reading about in yesterday's perek, the Plishtim now mobilized their entire army to Afek, and the Bnei Israel was encamped by the spring that is in Yisrael. The Plishtim were slowly advancing toward Shaul and his army. And Pasuk Bet, V'sarnei plishtim ovrim l'me'ot v'la'alafim, v'david v'anashav ovrim b'acharona im Achish. And the governors of the plishtim were passing by, each with their hundreds and thousands, and David and his men were passing at the rear with Achish. The Ralbag, acknowledging that David was forced here to go out into this war, and that he truly had no other choice, he says that while David was stuck in this tricky position, he hoped that in the very least, maybe there could be one silver lining. Perhaps he could act as an internal adversary to the Plishtim and somehow undermine their plans against the Jewish people, something which could only be accomplished because Achish so trusted him. The Malbim also points out that David was at the back of the marching army, as him and his men were coming out to this war specifically with the mission of protecting King Achish. And unlike many Jewish kings, Achish chose to position himself at the back of the army to ensure that he would be protected by the soldiers who would march ahead of him. Now, Pasuk Gimel, Vayomru Sari Plishtim, Maha Ivrim Ha'ela, Vayomer Achish al Sari Plishtim, Haloza David Eved Shaul, Melech Yisrael, Asher Haya Iti Zayamim, Oze Shanim, Velo Matzati Bo Me'uma, Miyom Naflo, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Moving ahead in battle, the Plishti officers now turned around and noticed that King Achish was surrounded by his entourage of David and his men. And they turned to Achish saying, "What are these Hebrews doing here?" And King Achish replied to the Plishti officers, "Is this not David, the servant of Shaul, king of Israel, who has been with me already for these days or these years? And I have found no fault with him from the day he encamped with me until this very day." The Radak points out that Achish was trying to appease his officers here. In trying to tell them just how loyal David was, he said that although David and his men had only been by them for a matter of days, 4 months and a few days to be specific, David has been so loyal to us that it feels as if he and his men were here with us for years. Achish truly believed David to be loyal and a faithful servant of his. But the Plishtim remained unconvinced. Pasuk Dalet, Vayiktifu alav sari plishtim, vayomru lo sari plishtim, Hasheva ta'ish, v'yashova mekomo, asher hifkadeto sham, v'lo yeredi manu v'melchama, v'lo yeyelanu l'satan v'melchama, uv'meh yitratzeze el adonav, halo b'rashay ha'anashim ha'im. The Plishti officers were angry with their king Achish, And they said to him, "Send this man back and let him return to the place that you assigned him. Let him not go down to battle with us so that he not be an antagonist to us in the battle." With what can this person ingratiate himself to his Lord? Is it not with the heads of these our men? And they continued even further with Pasuk Hey. Halo zed David asher ya'anulo v'mecholot lemor hikasha'ul ba'alafav v'david b'revivotav. Is this not David? David, of whom they used to sing with their timbrels, saying, Shaul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. According to the Metzudas David, despite Achish's full belief in David, the Plishti officers were way less than trusting of him. They reasoned to Achish, "It may be true that he has become estranged to King Shaul, and that he has truly been loyal to you. But what better way could there be for him to ever reconcile with Shaul than by bringing him our heads? Wouldn't that most certainly appease Shaul for all that David had done? How can you be certain that this is not his intention in coming along with us? Do you remember the songs the B'nai Israel used to sing about him? How Shaul killed thousands and David tens of thousands? He always has been our enemy, and he always will be. He most certainly is not to be trusted." Taking in all of that his officers have to say to him, Achish now calls up David, and Pasuk Hey, he says to David, Chai Hashem, ki asharata, v'tov v'einai, tzeischa uvoacha, iti b'machane, ki lo matzati b'chara'a, miyom voacha elai, ad hayom hazeh, uv'einai hasranim lo tovata. As Hashem lives, you are an upright person, and your going forth and coming in with me in the camp would have been fine with me, for I have found nothing wrong with you from the day of you coming to me until this very day. But unfortunately, in the eyes of the governors, you are not good. The Radak points out that Achish swore by the name of Hashem, despite being a Plishti king, as he wanted to swear specifically in the name that David himself believed in. And the Mabim adds that King Achish didn't want to upset David by revealing that all of his officers did not trust him. So he tried to frame it slightly differently, that the Sarnim, the governors, the highest up officials, they were the ones who were unhappy, as they saw David's appointment as the king's personal guard as an affront to their own personal honor. Therefore, Pasuk Zion tells us that Achish advised David to go back and return in peace, as to not do what is wrong in the eyes of the Plishti governors. The Malbim suggests that Achish was dismissing David, as to not embarrass his officers with David's grand position. Again, not based on his own feelings towards David, but rather only to calm down his highest officers. And he even mentioned that the rest of David's men could stay with his men. He didn't find them disloyal. He was just trying to keep the internal peace amongst his ministers. And now, we would think that David would respond to King Achish with relief. After all, this is exactly the out he was very well hoping for. But David does quite the opposite. He responds to King Achish as follows. Pasuk Chet. Vayomer David el Achish. Ki me asiti, uma matzata v'avdacha miyom asher hayiti lefanecha ad hayom hazeh, ki lo avo v'nilchamti v'oivei Adoni ha-melech? David then said to King Achish, but what have I done? And what fault have you found with your servant from the day I have been before you until this very day, that I should not come and fight against the enemies of my lord the king? David, taking a bit of a risk here, decided to double down on his narrative of being entirely loyal to Achish, which he had kept up until now. And therefore, instead of rejoicing over the exemption from the war, which he surely felt inside of his own heart, David pretended to have been offended that Achish didn't trust him, even just as a regular soldier and not as an important bodyguard. Perhaps David felt he needed to keep up Achish's confidence in him, and this dramatic response would help foster that continued trust. But it could also be that David was concerned here. It's true that Achish was dismissing him, but he seemed content to keep David's men as warriors in this battle, and David absolutely would not leave his men to have to confront and fight their own people, the B'nai Israel. So David protested, Why do my men get to stay in this battle, and I have to leave? What did I do wrong more than them? Again, not wanting to embarrass David that his generals didn't trust him personally, Achish responds to David in Psukim Teth Riyud. And Achish tells David, I know, for in my eyes, you are as good as an angel of God. I trust you fully. But I'm really sorry. My officers feel it's the right thing for you to not attend this battle with them. So now I ask you to please, please leave early in the morning. But take with you your men who came with you. All of you, arise early in the morning, and when it becomes light enough for you to go, then please go. According to the Abarbanel, Achish already felt so bad from having to dismiss David that he didn't want to add insult to injury and for David to feel he was being singled out over his men. So Achish told him, actually, just take all of your men with you and leave in the morning. Baruch Hashem, David's plan worked. His dramatic disappointment before Achish over not having been sent to this war managed to both deepen the bond of loyalty between him and Achish and also to successfully get his men back with him. David truly had divine protection guiding Achish and his words and his reactions to David in this entire story. And now our parak for today ends off with Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayashkim David hu va'anashav lalechet baboker lashuv el eretz plishtim uplishtim alu Yisrael. That ever so eager to get out of this battle, David and his men together arose early to leave in the morning to return to the lands of the Plishtim, while the Plishtim continued on their war plans, ascending all the way to Yisrael. Although our short and dramatic parak for today, Baruch Hashem, ends off on a high note, with David and his men managing to finagle their way out at the last moment from this nearly impossible predicament. Unfortunately, in tomorrow's parak, David and his men are going to encounter a very difficult scene upon their return to their home base of Tziklag in the Plishti territory. Until then, thank you so much for learning this parak together. Today's parak is dedicated to the safety and peace of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. May the words of Nach uplift us and give us strength during these challenging times.